Joining us on the Outdoor Show, Shelly from Straight Line Archery. We got you on the phone, lady. You are a busy person this time of year.
We are so busy. I don't know what day it is, Adam.
It's Friday. That's the good news.
Oh, it is Friday.
It is, but that just means that there's a whole bunch of bow hunters that probably really want their bow to go hunting this weekend.
That is 100% correct.
So tell me what you've been hearing in there.
You know, I've heard little bits and pieces. I've had a lady in this week that was extremely successful on Tuesday. She shot an absolute beautiful 10-point, showed me a picture off her phone, and it was a nice 10-point for this area.
Wow. That's the best report I've heard from this bow season across the entire UP so far. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So was it like just a big booner, or was it just a really solid 10-point? Or
it was a really solid 10-point. It was a very nice 10-point.
Nice. Well, good for her. Lots.
Yeah, she was really excited about it, and you know, downfall is now her season is done.
Right. Well, I think there are worse problems to have.
There are.
And I'll tell you something else. I have noticed a big trend in the last, well, it's been happening for a while now, but I would say a big boom in successful female hunters in the last 5 years. And I'm going to credit you for a big chunk of that in this area.
I think more and more women are actually hunting now. I think the equipment that they're using is much easier for them. You know, companies have actually made stuff sized for women that shoot phenomenal. They're excited. They're just as excited about it as the guys are.
Yeah, I noticed that. I think that's really cool. I think that's a very good thing for the sport as well, and the industry and everything that surrounds it. So tell me this. Have you heard anything other than successful bow hunting stories? Have you heard anything from, you know, hunters saying, well, I got nice ones on my trail cam or anything?
I've got a lot of people that have seen nice stuff on their trail cam, just haven't had the opportunity to get a shot off yet. So, all in all, I think things are more positive than what we had originally thought that they were going to be.
That's good.
I don't think you're going to go out there and just happenstance find a deer. I think the people that are putting, you know, some time and some effort and have had trail cams out for quite a while are going to be successful.
And we'll get into some tips from Shelly going into the middle of October here in the season. See what she thinks you should do to increase your chances of success this bow season. So stay tuned for part two, our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.